RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
This Saturday, enjoy the first ever Amory Price is Right event. Shop at local stores from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for a chance to win some amazing prizes, like an all-expense-paid trip and a free car. Visit Amory August 12th for a fun day of shopping, food trucks, and live music. Amory Price is Right. Shop big, win bigger.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
And Family Fields of Phoenix. Hi again, everybody. Jeff Levering with you alongside is Lane Grindle, and our producer and engineer is Kent Sommerfeld. Bryce Wilson will be the initial out-getter for the Brewers today against White Sox right-hander Eric Fetty. Got a lot more coming, including the starting lineups. Lane will have those for you in just a moment as we crank up the on-deck show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers. Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber's mature. Some plan a harvest as a part of a management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster like a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call today at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413.
Spring, summer, and fall days and evenings are much more enjoyable when paired with Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Time for the starting lineups, presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. The White Sox 5-13-1 in Cactus League play. They lead off with the former Brave and former Royal Nicky Lopez at second base. Yoan Moncada is the third baseman batting second. Andrew Vaughn is at first base today in the three spot. The cleanup batter for the White Sox this afternoon is the designated hitter, Eloy Jimenez. Batting fifth is the former Cardinal Paul DeJong at short. Rafael Ortega is in center field, batting seventh. And playing right field is Kevin Pillar. Batting eighth and catching, Chucky Robinson. And batting ninth is the left fielder, Mark Payton. As Jeff told you earlier, right-handed pitcher Eric Fetty is on the mound today for the White Sox. Again, it's Lopez, Moncada, Vaughn, Jimenez, DeYoung, Ortega, Pilar, Robinson, and Payton for Chicago. The Brewers are 7-11-1, and this is Pat Murphy's lineup today. The third baseman, Sal Frelick, is in the leadoff spot. Batting second, the designated hitter, William Contreras. Batting third and doing his first catching of the spring, Gary Sanchez. Tyler Black is the cleanup batter. He's the first baseman. Batting fifth in center field, Joey Weimer. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Andrew Monasterio. Owen Miller is the second baseman. Brewer Hicklin bats eighth in left field. And Luis Lara is the right fielder, batting ninth. Again, for the Brewers, right-hander Bryce Wilson is on the mound here to start for the crew. Again, for the Brewers, Frelick, Contreras, Sanchez, Black, Weimer, Monasterio, Miller, Hicklin, and Lara. The umpires in this one on the bases, the crew chief, Scott Berry. Nick Marley will be out there, so will Tyler Jones. And the home plate umpire this afternoon is David Arrieta. Back with more of the On Deck Show and the first pitch of this game after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Ready Network.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. My kids are really excited about spring break, so I'm looking for a new Toyota to help make it amazing.
Now until April 1st is a great time for a new Toyota. Imagine you and the kids in a Tundra on your way
to the lake to go speedboating.
Or even taking a RAV4.
To an animal sanctuary to pick goats.
Sounds like your kids aren't the only ones excited about spring break.
Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Freshen up your home with a grand finish. With Pittsburgh Grand Distinction Interior Paint, you'll save time on your projects because it's a premium paint and primer in one with high hiding coverage and long-lasting color. Pittsburgh Grand Distinction comes in over 700 one-coat colors. Explore all the color options in store and on Menards.com, and check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Back with you as we wrap up the On Deck Show. Built by Menards here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Brewers and White Sox for the second time here in Cactus League play this spring. Time for the keys to the game, presented by Toyota. Visit your local Toyota Wisconsin dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. How about the strong spring from Bryce Wilson continuing? Three scoreless in his last outing. He's thrown six innings so far this spring, just given up two hits. Would be fun to see that trend continue here today as he continues to stretch himself out a little bit for the upcoming season here in just a couple of weeks. Time for the injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Devin Williams still waiting on an update for him. He went to Los Angeles for a second opinion, and we'll get an update for him hopefully by the end of this week on the sore back issue for Devin Williams. Gary Sanchez catching today, so the hand is back, and he is on track to be a part of the opening day roster. Wade Miley threw a sim game today as well, through 21 pitches on the backfields here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. So the left shoulder soreness trending in a good direction for Wade Miley. We drive around the league. It is presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors, building Wisconsin together. Rockies and the Diamondbacks at Talking Stick today. The Cubs are in Goodyear taking on the Guardians, and the Angels, in surprise, taking on the Royals. We're ready to get this one underway with play-by-play. Here's Jeff Levering.
Thank you so much, Lane. And a reminder, this copyrighted broadcast presented by authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, may not be reproduced, retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. And that, of course, is brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today by going to Boucher.com. Nicky Lopez leads it off, left-handed hitter. First pitch from Bryce Wilson right down the middle for a strike. And we are off and running. 109 our first pitch. 72 beautiful degrees, couple of scattered clouds. The 0-1 to Lopez is off the inside corner. And it's one ball and one strike. Today's first pitch of Brewers Baseball was brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Enjoy every pitch at American Family Field and find Carbless right inside the stadium. Carbless, less is more. Breaking ball from Bryce Wilson this time is low, and it's a two-ball, one-strike count on Nicky Lopez. Lopez, last year between the Royals and the Braves, 93 total games, hit .231. Pitch to Lopez, fouled away. Two balls and two strikes. Yoan Moncada and then Andrew Vaughn to follow. Just underway. Another sunsplash day in Arizona. Wilson's 2-2. Swing and a foul held on to by Sanchez, and that's out number one. Ortho ASAP strikeout number one for the Brewers right-hander. Here's Yoan Moncada. Defensively for the Brewers, it's Hicklin, Weimer, and Lara left to right in the outfield. Frelick, Monasterio, Miller, and Tyler Black third to first on the infield. And Gary Sanchez expected to catch six innings this afternoon in his defensive debut. Moncada lays down a bunt. Wilson off the mound, picks it up, throws to first. Not in time. Moncada lays down a base hit bunt. First base runner of the ball game. And Moncada has another hit. He came in hitting .360 in spring. And another knock to the tally. Andrew Vaughn is the hitter. Vaughn with 21 homers, drove in 80 for the White Sox last season. Everyday first baseman after taking over for Jose Abreu. First pitch to Vaughn. Shot to right, Lara coming on. He fields it on a bounce. Be a base hit for Vaughn. Wrong way single for the White Sox first baseman. Back-to-back hits on the first pitch thrown by Bryce Wilson. And now it's Eloy Jimenez. First inning is brought to you by Quick Trip's freshly made ham-breaded fried chicken. Tenders, wings, bone-in, they're all perfect for your next tailgate. Quick Trip, proud partner of Brewers Baseball. Bryce Wilson, undefeated a year ago out of the Brewers' bullpen. First one to Jimenez, high and tight. One ball and no strikes, 6-0, 2.58 ERA. 61 strikeouts and 76 and two-thirds innings. He's gone as many as three innings in a spring training appearance. Misses up and in, two balls and no strikes. And great start against Cincinnati his last time out on the sixth. Three scoreless, one-hit innings in what was a Brewers 2-0 win in Goodyear. 2-0, popped him up. Foul territory, spinning right in front of us. Ooh, hit an empty seat, thankfully. Pop-up drill for the fans behind home plate. Not an easy play. 2-1 on Eloy Jimenez. Causing a bit of a stir in the section right behind the dish. The 2-1. Ground ball, fair inside the bag at third. That'll get at least one run home as Moncada trots towards the plate. Vaughn is going to be waved around third after a bobble by Hicklin. Frelick has the baseball, and he's going to run down Eloy Jimenez, make the tag for the second out of the inning. It'll be an RBI double at least for Eloy Jimenez. Brewer Hicklin had a tough time corralling that ball down in the corner. Maybe one RBI, might be two. We'll see how our official score finds it. It will be an E7 on Hicklin just to clean that play up. And speaking of cleanup, Sal Frelick will be attended to by Dave Yeager, Brewers athletic trainer. Got spiked by Jimenez as he was sliding in. Play went 7-5 at third base, and Dave Yeager just checking with Sal to make sure that he is okay. Was in position for a double cut towards the plate, but realized that his only out was going to be a third base, so he just ran to the bag, and Jimenez ran right into the tag. Ended up getting a little spike on the ankle. Dave Yeager trots back towards the Brewers dugout on the first base side. Bases are clear with two outs. So three straight hits, two runs are in for Chicago, and the pitch is a strike on Paul DeJong. Early scorecard carnage in this spring training game. A check swing, they'll appeal it. He didn't go, says the first base umpire.
We are appreciative, though, of Pedro Grifol and just putting the new catcher in the same exact spot. That's helpful.
Pitch is a ball down and in. Two balls and one strike. Did we already have a change at catcher?
Yes.
Oh, how about that?
Corey Lee is going to be catching and hitting eighth in place of Chucky Robinson.
Oh, okay. All right. That's an update. Here's a swing and a foul. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Bryce Wilson.
We're okay with changes, but we want them to be straight up like that once the card's already filled out.
Yeah, we learned that lesson out at Glendale last weekend.
Yeah.
There was a bit of rain before the game. The 2-2 hit foul and out of play again by Paul DeJong. And because of the wet surface, saw a couple of players not play that afternoon. And that made sense. The game was delayed a half an hour, so Luis Robert ended up not playing. But Pedro Grifol just switched up his lineup in a big way. There's a breaking ball, and Bryce Wilson strikes out Paul DeJong to end the inning. White Sox get a couple of runs on three hits. There was an error, nobody left on base. Ortho ASAP strikeout ends the frame. Brewers offense gets a crack at Eric Fetty when we come back. 2-0 White Sox on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, this is...
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
So you need a new roof, but you don't know where to start? You're thinking, a roof is just a roof, right? Wrong. I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libkey Roofing, and I want to tell you what makes us different from all the other roofers. We are Wisconsin's oldest roofing company, having been in business since 1934. We aren't like other roofing companies who are here today, gone tomorrow. We stand behind our work. The products we use are of the highest quality. We are one of Owens Corning's elite platinum preferred contractors and have maintained that status for over 14 years. We even offer a 50-year non-prorated, fully transferable warranty. But what makes us really stand out is the quality of our workmanship. We hire only the best in their craft, and we hire around our core values. We are hardworking, we care for people, we do what's right, and we're flexible. So if you value your home and expect quality, give us a call at 920-ROOFING or go to 920roofing.com.
People you know, call 920-ROOFING.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
William Contreras coming up. Not wasting any time. Contreras started as the catcher last night against the Chicago White Sox. A lot of the regulars that were in the game last night not playing today. The only exception is Contreras. And from what it looked like yesterday, it could have been a preview of what the opening day lineup could be against. As Sal Frelick takes off, stumbled a bit, throw to second base, and they're going to get him. Little stumble about four steps into his break, and it costs Sal Frelick a steal.
Caught stealing,
it goes 2-4. Corey Lee, the new catcher, just announced right after the outset of the game, pegs Sal Frelick. Leadoff base hit erased. Pitch to Contreras is inside. It's two balls and no strikes. But we saw a pretty good idea of what the opening day lineup could be against the New York Mets. Mets just announced their opening day starter. I'll give you one guess who it is. The 2-0 is low. It's a three ball, no strike count. Who did the Brewers face from the Chicago Cubs? It felt like every time the Cubs and Brewers played for about a 4 or 5 year stretch. The 3-0 pitch. Bouncer hit to short. Up with it is DeJong. Easy play and takes care of Contreras for out number two.
He even continued when he was with the Pirates.
And the Cardinals.
And the Cardinals as well.
That'd be Jose Quintana. He will get the opening day start against Freddy Peralta. No matter where the Brewers are, Quintana will find him. Without fail.
It's incredible.
He's even in the ballpark today. Flew from Port St. Lucie just to be at the ball game. Gary Sanchez, today's starting catcher, takes a curveball for a strike, and it's 0-1. There's a fan sitting below the broadcast area. Sanchez, a check swing, he went. It's nothing in two. White Sox are in town. Jose Quintana, former White Sox, was an all-star, and there's an all-star Quintana jersey just below us. All-star with the White Sox when the All-Star game was played in San Diego. 0-2 pitch. Sanchez takes low. One ball and two strikes on Gary.
White Sox did well in that deal when they traded Quintana to the Cubs and they got Jimenez and Cease.
It worked out great for Chicago. The Southsiders swing and a miss. And Gary Sanchez has gone on strikes. There was a base hit. Quickly erased on a caught stealing and then a ground out and a strikeout. Three up and three down, the non-traditional way for Eric Fetty on our way to inning number two. It's 2-0 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Are you or someone you know looking for a career where you can inspire yourself and inspire smiles? Then consider becoming a member of the dental team as a dental assistant, dental hygienist, or front office staff member. It's the perfect place to work if you have a passion for helping others, enjoy a dynamic environment, and want a flexible schedule with good pay. Visit InspireSmilesWI.com to discover how working in a dental office can inspire your future. Once again, that's InspireSmilesWI.com.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possession, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Rafael Ortega, the first man to face Bryce Wilson in the second. 2-0 White Sox. First base umpire finally making his way back to his perch on the line in foul territory. First one to Ortega is up and out for ball one. Rafael Ortega was with the Mets a year ago. Bryce Wilson ready to go on the 1-0. Is a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike on Ortega. Kevin Pillar to follow, and then the catcher Corey Lee. If anybody gets on base, Mark Payton, the left fielder. 6, 7, and 8. Ortega waits and a drive to right. Back goes Lara, and it's over the fence and gone. A home run just onto the berm for Rafael Ortega. Just his third hit in spring training, and this one leaves the yard. 3-0 White Sox. Solo homer by Ortega. Kevin Pillar now coming up. Big league veteran. 81 games with Atlanta last year, 9 homers, driven 32. At one point, one of the game's best defensive center fielders. First pitch to Pilar. That one's driven out to right. Lara giving chase. Feet on the warning track and gets mixed around and ends up dropping the ball. Now Joey Weimer drops it. And on his way to third is Kevin Pilar. Ball kept slicing on Luis Lara. He was unable to make the catch initially. And then Joey Weimer on the carom bobbled that. Should be a double and then an E8. And yesterday's struggles defensively have followed them to Maryvale. Charged with 3 errors yesterday. Could have been at least 5. Corey Lee with the infield of medium depth. Bryce Wilson sets and throws and misses high. 1 ball and no strikes. And Bryce Wilson's given up 3 runs on 5 hits thus far.
Double
E8. And the 1-0, a swing and a miss. And it's a 1 ball, 1 strike count. Corey Lee just added to the starting lineup about 5 minutes into the game. 1 ball, 1 strike. Wind blown out towards right. And the pitch to Lee. Breaking ball low. 2 balls, 1 strike. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Great taste, only 96 calories. It's Miller time. 2-1 on Lee. Bryce Wilson from the third base side of the rubber. The pitch, swinging a fly ball to right. This one is carrying back Lara, and that one is gone. 2 homers in the inning for the Chicago White Sox. That one took a ride on the jet stream for a 2-run blast for Corey Lee. Second home run of spring training. Still nobody out in this top of the second, and it's 5-0 Chicago. Mark Payton is the hitter, number 9 batter for Pedro Grifol. Payton hitting a cool .385 in spring training. And the pitch to the lefty is low for ball 1. Homer, double, 2-run homer. So the White Sox inning has begun. The 1-0 pitch is up high. 2 balls, no strikes on Payton. And for Bryce Wilson, first runs that he has allowed all spring. Went 1 inning against the Reds his first time out, then 2 against the Padres, 3 against the Reds. Payton fouls it away. He had allowed just 2 total hits in his 3 previous appearances. Payton last year, great numbers in AAA Charlotte. 25 homers, drove in 95, and takes a strike on the inside corner to make it 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson over his head and coming back. Check swing and a breaking ball down and in. No appeal on the swing. 3-2. White Sox offense giving Eric Fetty plenty of run support to play with. 3-2 pitch. Popped up. Shallow center. Long run. Weimer can't get there. Base hit. Nobody covering second base. And the throw will go right to the pitcher's mound. Bryce Wilson's right there to corral it. Be a bloop double for Mark Payton. Nicky Lopez will hit, but first it'll be a visit to the mound from Brewers pitching coach Chris Hook. Trip to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. State-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee, giving a whole new meaning to bet big, bet bold. Don't miss the grand opening. It is coming in May. So a chat with Gary Sanchez, Bryce Wilson, and Chris Hook out on the hill. Trying to get Bryce Wilson back in sync. 5 runs on 7 hits. And still nobody out in this top of the second inning. Nicky Lopez, who led off the game by striking out, up for a second time in as many innings. Chris Hook making his way back. Nolan Blackwood has baseball in his hand and is playing catch in the Brewers bullpen. Lopez squares the bunt, pulls it back, and takes a strike with a curveball. 0-1 on Nicky Lopez. Big-time glove guy, Nicky Lopez. A lot of jobs to be won for this White Sox roster. That's no joke. Lopez trying to vie for one, squares around a bunt again and takes a breaking ball for strike two. So now two strikes and nothing. White Sox bullpen, starting rotation, jobs to be won in spring training. Handful of position jobs available. The 0-2, a swing and a miss. And Lopez is gone. Another strikeout, ortho ASAP K number three for Bryce Wilson. Now Yoan Moncada, base hit bunt, scored on the RBI double by Jimenez in the first. Switch hitter batting from the left side of the plate against the righty Bryce Wilson. First pitch, line drive on one hop, scooped up by Tyler Black. It caroms to the second baseman. Throw to first is in time. 3-4-1 on the putout. Owen Miller, right place, right time after Tyler Black knocked it down. And Moncada thrown out. Good awareness by Bryce Wilson to get over and cover the bag. Better awareness by Owen Miller to go pick up that ball after the deflection. So two outs. Runner at third is Peyton. And Andrew Vaughn is the hitter. Blooped a single into right. 5-0 White Sox in the second. Vaughn blasts one to center. Backing up Weimer, still back, and that one's going to be long gone. Up and over the batter's eye and straight away center field for Andrew Vaughn. That's his first home run of the spring. Third home run of the inning for the White Sox. A five spot in the second inning for Chicago. Makes it 7-0. Eighth man to hit in the inning is Eloy Jimenez. Might be the last batter that Bryce Wilson faces. In this inning, anyway. Blackwood, the right-hander, still playing catch for Milwaukee. Pitch to Jimenez is ball one. Good pitch. Sanchez couldn't get the strike. Gary Sanchez is mentioned doing the catching for the first time for the Brewers. Been a DH a couple different games. To short, Monasterio gets around it. Throws to first in time to get Jimenez in the inning. Finally comes to a close. Five runs score for the White Sox. On five hits, there was an error. Nobody left. At the end of an inning and a half, White Sox 7 and the Brewers nothing. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick Chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some Quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand-breaded, down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip, saving your nuggets from ordinary.
Bob and Tony discuss All-Star Franks.
You know, there have been a lot of great Franks in the game. Big boppers like Frank Thomas, Frank Robinson, and Frank Howard.
How about Frank White and Frank Malzone?
Oh, yeah, and don't forget Frankie Frisch.
And let's not forget Frank Viola.
On the hill, give me Frank Tanana.
But none can measure up to Huizinga's Frank Furter, the greatest Frank of them all.
Oh, Frank Furter. I used to room with him back in Philly.
What?
Oh, great guy. Couldn't catch it all, though. No hands. Get it?
Look for Huizinga's at your local grocer.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Tyler Black leads it off for the Brewers. 7-0 White Sox. First pitch to Black, rolled foul first base side. And it's 0-1 on Tyler Black. Joey Weimer to follow, and then Andrew Monasterio 15 days away from the season opener in New York. Black, a check swing. And he did not go, no appeal either. One ball and one strike. Freddy Peralta against Jose Quintana. And start the countdown. 1-1 pitch to Black. And it hit him. And clipped him in the forearm, I believe, or did it? Nope, foul ball. Got him right off the knob of the bat. That might have got him in the forearm, but the reaction and home plate umpire saying foul ball. So a strike on Black. It's 1-2. Wind up and pitch from Fetty. Ground ball, left side, base hit. Boy, Tyler Black knows how to work himself some counts and a great two-strike approach. Tyler Black with a base hit to lead off this second inning. Been a while since Tyler Black has been in the lineup, but he's in there today and making it count. Here's Joey Weimer. Well, the opening day around the corner. Make sure you're ready with plenty of Usinger's sausage. Springtime is here. Temperatures in the 60s back home. It's almost as warm there as it is in Arizona right now. There's a strike on Joey Weimer. So make sure you've got plenty of Usinger's brats for your first tailgate of the year. Some Pine River Cold Pack cheese spreads and some of that delicious Cedar Crest ice cream for a cool dessert. Usinger's Cedar Crest Pine River, 3 Wisconsin originals as Weimer fouls it back. Nothing and two on Joey Weimer. Seven nothing White Sox. They had three homers off of Bryce Wilson in the second inning. The pitch to Weimer is off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Brewers with a couple of base hits. Sal Frelick's got one. Tyler Black has one. Black aboard at first. He has 55 stolen bases a year ago. The 1-2. Down and away. Lee backhanded it. Kept it in front of him. Two balls and two strikes. Fetty, been in the Nationals organization until now. Steps off the back of the rubber. 27 starts in 2022 for the Nationals. Last year pitched overseas. Was 6-13 2 years ago stateside. Breaking ball alone in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes on Joey Weimer. Every year in the big leagues, an ERA over 4. Some tough Nationals teams that he was a part of. 3-2 on Weimer. See if Black goes. Fetty looks that way, throws, and back in time, just barely, was Tyler Black. That's the second disengagement for Fetty. And Tyler Black almost got caught over at first base. See if he extends his lead one more time. Runner goes, 3-2 pitch, line drive left field, sinking fast and down. Black will end up at third base as Peyton fielded it on a bounce. Runners around the corners for Milwaukee. For Joey Weimer, a hit that's got to feel pretty good for him. He has struggled a bit with this new swing. A lot more quiet at the plate. That's a good thing. But trying to find his way. Andrew Monasterio is the batter. Andrew Monasterio, 259 of the big leagues last year, battling for the third base job. And the pitch is down and away. Andrew Monasterio waiting on a 1-0 from Eric Fetty. That's a strike on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. A couple of runs for the White Sox in the first, five in the second. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike. One ball and two strikes. Owen Miller on deck for the Brewers, then Brewer Hicklin. Runners around the corners. Here's the pitch. And it's a chopper to third. They go to second for one. On to first. No throw from Nicky Lopez. An RBI fielder's choice for Andrew Monasterio. And the Brewers are on the board. It's 7-1. Monasterio picks up a run batted in. That's his second of the spring. And now Owen Miller tries to keep the line moving. Big weekend down in Phoenix. Sponsors are en route on the plane. Big gathering tomorrow, throw to first, and back with the dive is Monasterio. Should be a packed house over the weekend. Games against the Arizona Diamondbacks on Friday, and then against the Texas Rangers on Saturday. Pitches a strike on Owen Miller, and it's 0-1. Big barbecue for the sponsors on Saturday. Sponsors and partners of Brewers Baseball. 0-1 to Owen Miller, Fetty. Long hold, now the pitch. Bouncer hit the third. Moncada has it, goes to second. Throw is low, but Nicky Lopez able to hold the bag and get the force out on Andrew Monasterio for the second out. Pretty good play on both ends, not just Moncada on the throw and the pick, but Nicky Lopez holding the bag and scooping that throw from Moncada. At least getting one. Now Brewer Hicklin hits. Hicklin had a home run against the White Sox last week. Hicklin, couple of home runs this spring, and he blasts one to left. Back at the warning track, Payton, and this one is gone. Hicklin, his third home run of the spring. Milwaukee's put up a three spot of their own in the bottom half of the second inning. Starting to find his way offensively, Brewer Hicklin. For every Brewers home run during the regular season, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. So Brewer Hicklin with a two-run blast to make it 7-3. Luis Lara chops it foul right near the on-deck area for the Brewers on the first base side. Three runs on three hits thus far for the Brewers. Getting to Eric Fetty. Lara making yet another start for the Brewers. The pitch is a strike. He is 19 years old. Will not turn 20 until November. One of the youngest players in camp. Jackson Churio turned 20 on Monday. 1-2 down on way, I should say. Now it's 1-2, just predicting the future. Lara, switch hitter from the left side against the righty Fetty. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside. Two balls, two strikes. Trying to turn the lineup back over to Sal Frelick. Two-two pitch. Liner into left base hit for Luis Lara. Lara, big turn, puts on the brakes. Two-out single for Luis Lara. Paul DeJong was playing him towards the middle. That one shot right by him. And Frelick, who had a base hit his first time up, coming up for a second time in as many innings. This game has the feeling of a 11-9 game, the way it's going right now. It's already 7-3 Chicago. We're in the second. Lara driven back to first with a throw, and he's back with a dive. He's got the oven mitt on his left hand. Running glove on the right hand. Wind whipping out towards center. Opening pitch to Frelick. Runner goes. It's low. Throw to second base. On the bag and in time. Corey Lee has thrown out a pair of Brewers in this game as Lara is caught stealing to end the inning. Brewers get three runs. Two on the two-run blast by Brewer Hicklin. We're on our way to the third. 7-3 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service and the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home.
When it comes to auto insurance, State Farm offers a variety of discount opportunities. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. By combining auto and home insurance, you save 35% on your home and 15% on your auto insurance. Add Drive Safe and Save to save an automatic 10% upfront, and then you pay based on how you drive. There's also the Good Student Discount by maintaining a B average for students in high school or college up to age 25. Stop in today or give Julie Karen State Farm a call at 647-3632.
Z-Bart. Don't forget, opening day is around the corner. April 2nd against the Minnesota Twins. All right, third innings here. It's 7-3 White Sox. Here's Lane.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Okay, now I'm on.
Okay,
we're good. We're good. Paul DeJong is the batter. First pitch is strike from Bryce Wilson. And the 0-1 is a swing and a miss, and it's nothing and two on DeJong. 7-3 White Sox here in the top of the third inning. Wilson, after giving up that five spot in the second, trying to bounce back with a clean inning here in the top of the third inning. Working against the former Cardinal, who struck out against Wilson back in the first. And he bounces one on the right side. That's going to sneak through and into right field for a base hit. And the leadoff man is aboard for the White Sox here in the third. That'll get Rafael Ortega to the plate, who homered back in the second inning. Solo shot for Ortega, his first home run of the spring. Ortega has had a tough spring overall. That was just his second hit of the spring, that home run. And he takes low here. It's one ball and no strikes on Ortega. Ortega and then Pilar, the veteran who's in the on-deck circle for the White Sox. Brewers beat the White Sox last week over at Camelback Ranch. DeJong gets his lead from first and the 1-0 pitch. And Ortega puts down a bunt. Wilson off the mound. He's going to let it roll. Sal Frelick comes in to field it. Everybody's safe. So Ortega puts down a perfect bunt. And now first and second, and nobody out for the White Sox. And Pilar coming to the plate. It is quiet in the Brewers' bullpen thus far. Brewers would probably like to get Wilson up four times today after getting up and down three times in Goodyear last week. The pitch is over but low with a breaking ball. It's 1-0. 10 hits against Wilson so far for the White Sox, and nobody out in the third. They have had a good go offensively so far. The pitch, slider in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Brewers in action tomorrow over in Peoria, and then back here on Friday. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball just foul up the third baseline. And it's a ball and two strikes on Pilar. Sal Frelick getting in on a little bit of action today defensively at third base. That's something the Brewers really want to see. a guy that has not played on the dirt since high school. They're hoping for as many balls hit his direction as possible, many situations as possible, for him to have to process in real time out there at the hot corner as this breaking ball misses down and away. It's two balls and two strikes on Pillar. And he's had some unique things happen today that he'll learn from and grow that much more confident playing third base from, having experienced them now in a game-like setting. Swung on and fouled back by Pillar. It's still 2-2. The play on Jimenez back in that first inning would be one of those examples where he was involved in the cut. Instead of going home, he had the awareness to see Jimenez trying to get to third, and that was his only play. This pitch gets past Gary Sanchez, and moving up 90 feet are both runners. It's a pass ball charged to Sanchez. So now both runners in scoring position, and it's a full count here on Kevin Pillar. Infield will come in. Not all the way up on the grass, but halfway, almost in line with the base pass right now for the Brewers infielders. Wilson kicks the 3-2 pitch, and this is hit high in the air to left. It is playable, though, for Hicklin. Fighting the sun, though, and he dropped it. He just never saw the baseball. It fell right in front of him. Both runners are going to come around and score. And into second is Kevin Pillar. Well, you could just see Hicklin fighting the sun the entire time. It'll be a sun double for Pillar and a couple of RBIs. And that makes it a 9-3 White Sox lead here in the top of the third, and still nobody out in the inning. That is a play that you see so often down here over the course of the month of March in Cactus League play, that high sun. It is so hard, specifically in left field. First pitch to Corey Lee, the catcher, is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Lee with the two-run home run back in the second inning. A one. This is fouled back into the net, and it's nothing and two. But again, to go back to that play by Hicklin, you'll see some of the best left fielders in baseball struggle with that high fly ball into left field at this ballpark over the course of the month of March and just over the course of spring training in general. It is a challenging play because you can lose that baseball so quickly when there are no clouds to speak of up top, and it's just that blue canopy. Breaking ball misses low and away. One ball and two strikes on Corey Lee. Wilson comes set above the belt in the pitch, and this is lined back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Pillar is going to stop at third, and runners on the corners for the White Sox. It's been four straight hits to start up this third inning against Wilson. So here's the number nine hitter, Mark Payton. Hey, baseball fans, don't forget George Webb predicts the Crew win 12 games in a row this season, and when they do, we're all going to be celebrating. Learn more at georgewebb.com. So here's Payton, who doubled back in the second inning. That was more of a bloop double than anything else. And the pitch. Hit into center. Weimer immediately fighting the sun, shading it with one hand. Backpedaling. Finds it in front of the warning track to make the catch. Tagging and scoring is Pillar. It's 10-3 White Sox. Lee will tag and get to second on the play as well. It is a sack fly for Payton. And there's one away now for Nicky Lopez, who's coming to the plate for the third time in as many innings. Lopez struck out on a foul tip in the first and in the second. And the first offering to him. This is driven out to center. This one, though, playable. Marching in is Weimer with the sunglasses up on top of his cap. He makes the catch. And there's two outs. So Weimer getting in on the action out in center here in this third. And now here's Juan Moncada. 10-3 White Sox. With Moncada coming to the plate. put down a bunt single in the first and grounded out in the second inning. Wilson looks back at second and the pitch. He misses low. It's 1-0. Well, April 2nd, that is the home opener against the Twins, and all fans in attendance are going to receive a 2024 magnet schedule. Compliments of Palermo's, the official frozen pizza of the Milwaukee Brewers. 1-0 offering is high. That's going to get past Sanchez and back to the backstop. A big turn at third for Corey Lee. He will stop there, though, as he moves up 90 more feet. And now Lee is 90 feet away with a 2-0 count on Moncada, and it's another pass ball charged to Sanchez. So a couple of those in the inning. And remember, this is the first action catching for Sanchez this spring. Pitch missed outside, and it's 3 balls and no strikes on Moncada. Andrew Vaughn is in the on deck circle. Wilson brings home the pitch, and that is high with a fastball. So Moncada works the walk, and now runners on the corners with two outs, and the Brewers do have action in their bullpen. Nolan Blackwood is getting loose. He was up earlier in the game as well. Side-arming right-hander down there in that bullpen. First pitch to Andrew Vaughn is in there for a strike with a fastball at 92, and it's 0-1.
68 Nolan Blackwood back up in the Brewers bullpen. 68 Blackwood.
Wilson comes set, the 0-1 pitch. That's fouled back our way and over the press box and back behind the ballpark. And so Wilson's worked ahead on Vaughn, nothing in two. Vaughn, a right-handed hitter with a lot of power, bounces this one to short. Charging his Monasterio, picks it on a short hop, and then throws to first in time to retire Vaughn and the side. But the White Sox get three more. They lead it 10-3 as we head to the bottom of the third on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Spring, summer, and fall days and evenings are much more enjoyable when paired with Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Ten to three White Sox. Bottom of the third inning here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Sal Frelick to lead things off against Eric Fetty. And the first offering to Sal is in there with a bender for a strike. And it's 0-1. Frelick a base hit back in the first inning. 1-for-1 this afternoon. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Change up that time from Fetty, and it's nothing and two. Pat Murphy was talking about Sal Frelick and the move to third base, or the experiment with third base, if you will. Pitch missed outside. It's one ball and two strikes. And I think the Brewers feel good about the work that Frelick has gotten in at third base. Probably want to see more over the next 2 weeks. 1-2 pitch is hit foul and out of play down the left field line. Stays at one and two.